Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hope everyone's doing well. I know the weather in Manchester's it's not as good as it's been, but it's Manchester, so what do you expect? You're listening to Internation, and I am Sim Says. So, last week I gave a bit of an introduction about myself, my musical background, and today I'm going to look into a genre that I really love, which is R&B. So, the idea for today's topic actually came from a tweet. So I saw someone angrily tweeting that Thames is R&B, or Afro R&B rather, and not Afrobeats. And I thought that was quite interesting. And it got me thinking, well, what is the difference between Afro R&B, Afrobeats, and R&B? So today I'm gonna play some songs that I think demonstrate Afro R&B and R&B, and together we're gonna make up our own minds about whether we think that's an accurate statement about Thames being Afro R&B or not, and just look at where the genre is going as well. So, from my research, Afro R&B is a genre of music which combines elements of traditional African music with contemporary R&B. So, I'm going to go into my first song now, which is Thames, Me and You. Please enjoy.
I don't think you listen, you listen. I don't think you listen. For me to come out, it must mean I'm a dito. It must mean I'm not the same. It must mean I'm on your case. For me to come out, it means that I'm not dito. I want to show you my world.
Only me and you. good things you do, they make me no. This distance is taking a hold of me for sure. Baby, come. These kind of things where they make man see ya. And me, I understand. So your dad know like me ra. See me, I won't make it no. Say me there for you, cara. And if not, you price me that. I feel like those, see ya. I never trade you for nothing.
This love will make,
this love will make me the jack man shit.
Without you, I don't fit to nothing.
Without you, I'm not gonna tell me with this hopping coffee.
Secrets, but I love you, don't. I could take you anywhere you wanna go. Tell me where you wanna go.
Take you higher for the moment. You know if anybody can, baby, we can. And they go feel like the right season.
Give me one test. I you know to do the things that make a man crazy. Nobody ever do it better than this. Drunk on your love if it do make a man chase.
And if I ever hurt you, I mean well. What I gotta do to make you know it's all real? If I could, I would keep you to myself. Then nothing separate the feelings where we they fit.
Radio Africana.
Hello, if you've just joined us, you are listening to Intonation with Sim Says. So, I played Thames, Me and You, Oxlade, Colossa, and Wizkid and Brent Fires, Piece of Your Heart. So guys, I really want you to active listen with me today. If you're not sure what that means, it means listening to the music for more than just vibes, basically, to put it in a nutshell. I want you to be listening to the instruments, see if you can find similarities or differences between the songs. So, I don't want to say that Afro R&B doesn't exist. I think it does exist and you can blend the two. And later on, I will show examples of that. But all three of those songs, and I did struggle to find examples that I thought really fit the description of Afro R&B. I think all of those, honestly, were more on the side of Afro beats. Don't hate me, but yeah. So, getting more into R&B, I found a definition, which is from, it's taken from Reddit. So, R&B is rhythm and blues, is a popular genre that originated in African American communities in the 1940s, blending jazz, gospel, blues, and soul. It's characterized by emotive vocals, smooth rhythms, and a strong backbeat. All of those songs did definitely have a strong backbeat. However, and when you hear the examples I'm going to play next, what I think, you know what, wait. I'm gonna play the music and then I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna play a song that I mentioned last week, which is Donnell Jones, Shorty Got Her Eyes on Me. Okay, it's one of those things. I don't have an American accent. Words like shorty, it just sounds weird, but you know, you get it. Shorty Got Her Eyes on Me. I think this is a quintessential classic R&B song. And when you hear the songs I play later, you'll see how they are inspired by Donnell Jones' style, especially male singers like Odell. So with that being said, we're gonna go to our American counterparts. Let's go.
Check out a crowd around you. Now you're the baddest thing I've seen tonight. So come on, girl, let's put it in flight. I've got the V12600 sitting outside at the door. So bring it on, by the way, your body's placed for. And that's a little something that a nigga craves for.
Yeah. What's it gonna pass me, girl? What's it gonna be? Shorty got her eyes on me. We've been talking since two, girl. What you gonna do? Tell him that you're riding with me. It's a quarter past three, girl. What's it gonna be? Shorty got eyes on me. You've been frontin' since two, girl. What you gonna do?
Probably chillin' at the embassy.
I'm watching you move. I start to fantasize about the way I'm gonna put it on that ass tonight. So come on and ride shotgun. I got the bubbles. If you like it, we can pop some. I see me and you flossin' in my coupe. Maybe we can peel back the roof and get it on. Did I see your body's place for? I like the little thing around your navel, baby.
It's a quarter past three, girl, what's it gonna be? Shorty got eyes on me.
We've been talking since two, girl, what you gonna do?
Tell them that you're riding with me.
It's a quarter past three, girl, what's it gonna be?
Shorty got eyes on me.
Since two, girl, what you gon' do?
I'll be chillin' at the embassy.
All I know is I'm not leaving here alone, yeah. Now you might be the baddest in the club for me, but shorty's got it bad and wanna fly with me tonight. So what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
It's gonna be me and you. You gotta stop playing games,
girl,
girl,
you gotta stop faking
moves. It's a quarter past three, girl, what's it gonna be?
Shorty got eyes on me.
We've been talking since two, girl, what you gonna do?
Tell them that you're riding with me.
It's a quarter past three, girl, what's it gonna be?
Shorty got eyes on me.
You've been fronting since two, girl, what you gonna do?
I'll be chilling at the embassy, what?
Quarter past three, girl, what's it gonna be?
Shorty got eyes on me.
We've been talking since two, girl, what you gonna do?
Tell them that you're riding with me.
It's a quarter past three, girl, yeah. What's it gonna be?
After the night, don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Ask my nigga for real, come on, that's how it's going down.
Smart about it, celebrations with the guys. I sacrifice, cause I knew you could not sleep without it. Meanwhile, I love you. You are my girl. You see, I thought the world of you,
but you're so steadily.
Why tears and eyes? Should have been more smart about it. Should have cherished me, listening to friends. Now it's the end. And again, no star reckoning without it. Damn, I love you. You are my girl. You see,
you don't have to call.
So that was Donnell Jones, Shorty Got Her Eyes On Me, and Usher, You Don't Have To Call. Those are two of my favorite R&B songs, by the way. That Usher song, if you ever get the chance to watch the music video, the dance break is insane. The floor work, just even the fact that he's on the floor, is crazy. So yeah, I see lots of discourse online about why doesn't R&B sound like it used to. They're saying the men aren't yearning anymore, and I think I have to agree. You know, just listening to those two songs, the men, they're singing, they're not doing as much falsetto as they used to. They're not hitting those high highs. Like, I want to feel on the knees, in the rain type business, you know? That's what Usher always brings. And to be fair, he's still going and he does still bring that. So, after giving two examples of male R&B artists, American male R&B artists, I'm going to go and give two female artist examples. Before that, I want you to look at the similarities between the two songs. So, I gave a song that was more, slightly more ballad-like. It was more stripped back with the guitar. Again, in Afro beats and Afro R&B, a guitar is a very common element. However, it has more of a distinct style to it. To be honest, I'm not knowledgeable enough to speak on what that guitar style is, but I know I can hear the difference. And in these next two songs, I'm gonna do the same thing. So a more of a ballad type song and then a dancey song. So, two artists who you might know well, definitely are heavily associated with R&B. We've got Brandy and Aaliyah. Please enjoy.
You
Brandy and Aaliyah there. That Brandy song, they need to put that back in the clubs, you know, and just like the Usher one as well, you know, I want to be in the clubs. Like, I feel like that would be such a good time. Even when you see the music videos, I'm like, bring that back. Anyway, so key characteristics of those songs, definitely the tempo. See the slow tempo. And also the percussion. This is where I'm conflicted in terms of Afro R&B, because a lot of the songs that are getting categorized as that are a lot faster than, gonna say, like 100 BPM. So another feature that I found is quite prominent in R&B songs is the percussion. Afrobeats also has quite a lot of percussion. I mean, the whole thing is subjective, so you can really make your own minds up. I've got more Afro R&B coming up next, and we have Asake featuring Wizkid, MMS.
See, this last thing, yeah, it's all about understanding, bro. You gotta understand what you're doing. Need a direction.
Oh, yeah. Just the try, when I just the try. When I drop a song, I go need to dance. I do what I could get it, they pay my price. Then I find the sound among all the sounds. I no get a name, I no sing a sound. Sound, sound, Mr. Money sound. I want the precise, I want the precise.
I be lying, military, match up my enemy. Vigilant, vigilant, forgive me, Lord, I dey on your knees. Cemetery, cemetery, people, we don't die, people, cemetery. Life ain't no easy, I know ain't no easy, just to be the capis.
For my city gone. You know be run from who you are. Man, waiting go be man is cast in stone.
Modukolo long power salute. Mowari wari titi mo de sham you. Adukolo long to come yo. Kade ma shun tali she kade ma yo.
Oh your long, oh your long. My mama leave me, yeah, you no long. Lost myself and I found my purpose. Yeah, every day I know that I am blessed. So tonight because you love me. Yeah, they can do to me. Nothing man, no face. Survive today. These kind things in our life we do.
Tell me when to say love me, Jojo.
Whatever,
because I love and I love and I love and I love you only.
got problems, you know. Me, I just want burn some time.
Baby, light up the candles,
yeah.
Burn it from morning to night, oh, she mugbeo. It go be like movie, nah. Like everybody watch you, sipping on fine wine.
A perfect one. Not the way they do all the things you do in a different kind of way. You got a different type of slang, yeah. And I can tell that you're different type already. Bust my medulla, vibe so steady. You are my adrenaline, now I'm so ready. Put it up on me, I wanna spend it.
Nice in the sun,
nice in love,
you know. You got me right where you want.
You got me right with you.
The tables are turning,
the tables are turning, the tables are turning, the steps are turning.
First of all, I need half an hour more on this show, you know? So many songs and so little time. So I just played Asake, someone needs to tell me how to say it. Featuring Wizkid, Thames, and Odell, also featuring Wizkid. So Odell is Nigerian born, currently living in Britain, so he's kind of, in this instance, where we're comparing nationalities, he is kind of a grey area. However, I think that last one, the Odell and Wizkid, is the most R&B. I think it was slow, it was smooth. The smooth vocals definitely make a difference, the cadence of the vocals as well. So, we're gonna move on to some British R&B now. I'm gonna try and fit in as much as I can. We're gonna go old school and then go very new school. So, next is SWV Rain.
Let your life rain.
So that was SWV with Rain. So they are a British R&B artist. I think that song is a great example of gospel influences in R&B, and that's another thing that I think is absent in the Afro R&B songs. We definitely hear less of the gospel elements. So we're jumping to the new school now, and hopefully you can see the resemblances between the old songs that I played, so Usher, and also Aaliyah and Brandy in the new school. I think there's a lot of nostalgia going on at the moment. There's a lot of yearning for the old stuff. Personally, I think nostalgia can really be glamorized. I think culture's supposed to move forward. So R&B, like everything else, is meant to progress. Maybe it has a particular sound that it stays within, but going backwards isn't necessary. Staying that, if you can do it well, like I think the upcoming artists can, then I have absolutely no complaints. So these are two upcoming artists who are British. We're gonna play Esosa and Netanya. Netanya's on a bit of a roll at the moment, so you might have even heard of her. So I'm gonna play now Esosa, Favorite Liar.
Never. I need her. This is such a this one is something special.
We had Isosa there with Favorite Liar, followed by Natanya, Sofa Joy. I really enjoy both of those songs. They give me that old R&B feel, you know, like you can just feel the emotion and they really bring you into their world. So with that being said, the Natanya song also featured that those claps with the which is also a kind of traditional African beat. So it's also something, see, I don't have the time and I gotta wrap it up soon, but I would have played more songs that have, again, the Afrobeat influence. So I think that is where R&B is going. You can make up your own minds, and of course I could only pick a selection of songs to show you guys today. But I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you've enjoyed listening with me. And I hope you come back next week. So thanks again. And to play us out, I'm going to play a classic UK R&B song, which is Flowetry, Say Yes. Enjoy the rest of your week, guys. And here is Flowetry.
Just tell it. See, I've been watching you for a while, your smile and stuff. But I know if I can be with you for the night, alright? Is that alright, baby, baby?
There is only one for me. You have made that a possibility. We could take that step to say. If this is really gonna be, all you gotta do is say yes.
All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny.
now what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so, so. So, 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 so. You make me so, so. So, 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 so. Loving you has taken time, take time. But I always knew you could be mine. I recognize the butterflies inside me. Sense is gonna be made tonight. Tonight, all you gotta do is say yes. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so. Oh, don't deny what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so.